Dr. Manny, want to boost your testosterone? Try getting married. Testosterone prescription. There's some positive news about marriage. Researchers from the University of Adelaide in Australia have found that drops in testosterone levels in men are not necessarily just a consequence of age, but are also products of lifestyle and behavior. Presented at the Endocrine Society's 94th annual meeting in Houston, Texas, the study revealed that being obese, whether or not a man smoked and was depressed, were all linked with significant drops in testosterone. Another interesting statistic showed that men who were not married had much more significant drops in their testosterone levels than their married counterparts. To obtain their findings, the scientists analyzed testosterone measurements in over 1,500 men. The men had their hormone levels tested once and then a second time 5 years later. On average, men's testosterone levels fell at 1% each year. But when subgroups were compared to one another, the researchers found the drops to be much more significant in those who were overweight, depressed, or had troubles quitting smoking. According to Dr. Gary Wittert, the study's co-author, it makes sense that married men would have higher testosterone levels due to previous research that suggests men who are married are happier and in better health. I know there was something good about my marriage. Men that are married tend to be more careful with their weight and have the added blessing of their spouse monitoring what they eat. Relationships promote good mental health. And of course, I can always say that a healthy sex life is essential for your emotional and physical health. So even though my testosterone is dropping, my marriage is keeping me healthy. You know what they say, behind every good man is an even better woman. Don't hesitate. Call us today for a free, no-obligation conversation.